150 years ago, Confederate General Ben McCulloch's troops and Missouri soldiers under Sterling Price huddled in their camps on Wilson's Creek in Missouri as the rain poured down during the night of August 9. Union General Nathaniel Lyon, meanwhile, split his smaller force in a desperately risky bid to crush the Confederates by attacking from two sides at once. At around 5 a.m. August 10, Lyon hit the southern camp from the north as General Franz Sigel's troops attacked N. Bart Pierce's startled Arkansas soldiers from the south. In the first confused minutes of the battle, an artillery shell slammed into the chest of Lieutenant Omer Weaver of the Pulaski Light Artillery Battery. He was likely the first Arkansas Confederate killed in action in the Civil War. To learn more about Arkansas history and the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com. The Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. I'm Mark Crist.